This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Should Colorado provide people leaving the prison system with funds to get on their feet? CPR's Megan Verlee reports that's a question state lawmakers will consider later today.
Lawmakers are hearing a bill that would test out the idea of whether cash grants can help keep former inmates from getting in trouble again. The grants would pay up to $3,000 for living expenses, and people would have to enroll in workforce placement or job training to be eligible for them. Fiscal analysts estimate the two-year pilot program could cost the state around $22 million. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
With respiratory illness season continuing in Colorado, doctors are encouraging people to reach out if they have questions or concerns, and especially if they have symptoms like difficulty breathing or a high fever. Amy Ducro is an infectious diseases expert with Kaiser Permanente.
You may not need to go into the office or certainly to the urgent care, but if you have questions, reach out by email or chat or any of the channels that a lot of our health systems have to check in and make sure you're on the right path.
For people without insurance, options include community health centers, state or county health departments, urgent care, and walk-in and pharmacy care clinics. Interactive aquarium SeaQuest Littleton is closing its doors next month. The company announced in a Facebook post that its last day at the Southwest Plaza Mall will be February 4th. SeaQuest operates aquariums in 8 locations nationwide. The Littleton location has been cited numerous times over harmful business practices and mistreatment of animals. This is CPR News. Sunny skies for much of the Front Range today. In Denver and Boulder, highs in the lower 60s, with similar conditions much of the week, rain and snow this weekend. This is CPR News.